Okay, we are.
Asking who is my,
who
was my kid's doctor?
No, I'm not interested now. I asked, was Dr. Newman your kid's doctor?
No, the answer is Michael.
Yeah, okay. Yankee Kleiman used Dr. Newman, obviously. The gone in pediatrics.
Really?
Yeah, gone out there.
Better than Dr. Schwartz?
Again, he was a gone out there. And at that time, he was a psychic. Dr. Gemara Weiter, the Sarka Sar Nazir. We are on Nun Zayin Amid Beis, about, I would say, 18 lines to the top. The last word on the line is the word Besar. Besar Nazir Menalon. How do I know that? I did that yesterday, I apologize. Go five more lines down. So the best way to get it is go across from Tysus Ma and go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines. Bepetach Hamar. The Mishnah says if you Mekadesh a lady Bepetach Hamar, she's not Mekadeshes. Now, what is Petach Hamar? Petach Hamar is a firstborn donkey. The Torah says a firstborn kosher animal, sheep, cow, is a Bechor that's brought as a carbon. If it gets a mum, it goes to the Kayat anyway, but it's not a carbon. A donkey is the only non-kosher animal that the Torah also said that the firstborn male, if it's a male, of the donkey is also has Isser Bechaira on it. Now, it can be brought as a carbon. And you don't give the donkey to the Kayan. The Torah gave a person two options. Either redeem it for a sheep, and it doesn't have to be equal value. Give the Kayan a sheep instead of the donkey, and then the donkey is yours, and you can do whatever you want with it. And the Kayan can do whatever he wants with the sheep. It's not a carbon. Or if you refuse to give the Kayan the sheep, so then you have to chop the neck, from the back of the neck, you have to chop the head off of the donkey. And that's called a Petach Hamar. Now, if a person is Mekadesh a lady with a Petach Hamar, she's not Mekadeshes. Now, we don't know at what point we're dealing with. Prior to chopping the head off, meaning as soon as the Petach Hamar is born, it's Asur Banah unless you redeem it. Or post-chopping the head off.
What's the value of a donkey after you chop its head off?
Oh, it's animal food. Nothing was wasted in those days.
Yeah,
they had less garbage in a year than we have in a week.
Animal food, I mean, I'm going to be married with animal food.
If a lady has animals, she wants animal food, correct? You know, people go into the store and they spend a ton of money to buy dog food. And sometimes they spend more on dog food than they spend on donuts. Right.
Why the donkey?
Why the donkey? Okay, if you want reasons, it's wonderful to say reasons. Because the Torah said so.
Now,
what? I have no idea what Maral said. But the Rishonim, I think, say, based on the Gemara, that the donkey carried out Bezus Mitzrayim. That the donkey is the one that carried out the Bezus Mitzrayim. So in recognition of the donkey's role in Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rabbi Hashem gave that mitzvah. But I always hesitate to do this, even though this is a chazal. I think it's based on a chazal. But I think so. But I always hesitate to do this, because then people think that this... It's a gzeirus hakasav. That's the first you say. This is a reason given. You know what I mean? So, I mean, chazal give this reason. It's not like some contemporary today decided to make up a reason. What? Because I'm very nervous about giving reasons for mitzvahs, even though Reb Shimon does all the time. Reb Shimon, I don't like, again, I have no problem with it, except that one has to realize that the Xeris HaKasav is deeper than all the mitzvahs. Meaning than all the reasons. Reasons are great, but it's not the definite, it's a reason to understand, not necessarily the only reason. Paraduma, we don't understand. The Rebbeinu Shlom had a reason. That we're not beyond our human comprehension. But that's why I'm hesitant, because people take the reason and run with it. I have no problem with that if they realize that it's a Xeris HaKasav, and it's nice to have a reason, and if you don't have a reason, it's still the Xeris HaKasav. But that's, again, my personal thing. It's not anything else. Yes.
I mean,
this is all
said straight out that when you think you know the reason for the mitzvah, you then go trampling all over the mitzvah. It happened to Shlomo Melech. it can definitely happen to someone at a much lower level. I believe in the introduction to the Chinuch, doesn't he say, or someone else who says, that Tommy and Mrs. are exactly that. It's like a spice that makes food taste good. But
yeah,
that doesn't change the nutritive value of food.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying.
I know.
In different words. The Petach Amar. Don't think of my name and best listen to like Reb Shimon. Let us say the mission is not like Reb Shimon. The Tanya. Petach Amar Asr Banot Hiv Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon Matar. Reb Shimon says a firstborn donkey is permissible to have pleasure from. Right. So, according to Reb Shimon, if you give it to a lady, you are giving her something that's worth money. Even Reb Shimon only permits pleasure till you get around to chopping it off. But once you mekayim the mitzvah of chopping the neck off, because you refuse to redeem it for a sad, that's why it happened. But once you did it, then the item becomes aser banah. So according to Reb Shimon, when the Mishnah says Petach Amar, if you want to learn the Mishnah like Reb Shimon, he's a Tana, he doesn't have to be the Tana of the Mishnah. But if you want to learn the Mishnah like Reb Shimon, it would be Petach Amar after you chop the head off. If you want to learn like Reb Yehuda, as soon as the donkey is born, it's aser banah, unless you redeem it.
Reb Shimon says it's okay before you chop the head off.
Correct. You have a mitzvah to redeem it or chop the head off. That's your obligation. But according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter banah while you're deciding what you want
to
do.
Now, if you give it to the woman, what's she
going
to do
with it? We went through this already. Either she'll chop the head off or she'll redeem it. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Tukta the Rabbi Yehuda of Reb Shimon is the Mechiris. La'acharif of Divri Yaakov. Amr Hasim Amayda Reb Shimon la'acharif of Shuvasir. The Gomer Arif Arif of Megla Rufa. Shimon learns it out from Megla Rufa that once the head's chopped off, it's like an Egla Rufa. But before it's chopped off, he holds its mutter. Zakti Gemara Baita Basa V'Cholav. One of the things mentioned in the Mishnah,
and Reb Shimon holds that Egro Arufa, after you cut it, after you kill it, it's Mutar Hamanah?
No, it's Asar Banah. That's how he learns it's Asar Banah, by Petach Amar.
So how can he learn from Egro Arufa?
He's learning out from Egro Arufa that after Arufa, it's Asar Banah.
Oh, you mean Divrei Hakol,
it's Asar Banah. That's right. After Arufa, Divrei Hakol, that it's Asar, that's why she's not Mekudeshes. How do I know Basa B'Cholov is Asar Banah? Now the Torah never says don't have pleasure from Basa B'Cholov. In fact, the Torah never says don't eat Basa B'Cholov. So the Gemara, the Tanan Be'er B'Shmol, L'Svashu G'zib B'Chalev Yimai, Gimel Pamim. Three times the Torah repeats the law, do not cook a goat in the milk of its mother, which we learn now means Basa B'Cholov. Echad Yisra Achilam, Echad Yisra Anah, Echad Yisra Bishol. The three times, one is to tell me I can't eat cooked Basar B'Cholov. I can't have pleasure of cooked Basar B'Cholov. And I can't cook the Basar B'Cholov. Three different Isurim. Now, I'm stressing the fact that Basar B'Cholov deraisa is only if the meat and milk are cooked together. To eat cheese on top of a piece of pastrami and eat them together is rabbinically prohibited. It is not asa midaraisa. If it's cooked together, then it becomes an issur, first of all, a violation of cooking it. But let's say a guy cooked it together. Well, let's say it was cooked together by mistake. Can't eat it, biblically. And you can't have pleasure, biblically. That is only cooked basar b'cholov together. If it's not cooked together, it's rabbinically prohibited, but it's not biblically prohibited. That's just want to stress that.
Why would the Torah use a different lesson if that's what it's trying to
do? You'll have to send an email to the Rabbi Nishnam and find out. What can I tell you?
Is there Bas B'Cholov in by grave?
I believe so. If the species is Trev. No, it's not Bas B'Cholov. Midrash, it's not. No, it's not even Midrash. There's no Esher Bishol by Trev for me.
A cheeseburger is fine then?
A cheeseburger would be... Is it?
For me. That's,
I said a species. I said a kosher species.
You're talking about
behemoth. That's what I just said. That's what I was saying. If it's a cow, it's usher, even if it's treif. If it's what we call treif, we be nevela. If it's a deer, it's also a deer is a chai, it's a machlokes tanan. But if it's a elephant, that's not usher. There's no buser mechalov on an elephant. It has to be a kosher species, but doesn't have to be processed in the kosher way. So a cheeseburger is a deraisa. Yes.
So ham and cheese is usher for different reasons, but not buser mechalov.
Correct. Ham and cheese is not buser mechalov.
I'm still trying to figure out chicken, but...
By the way, ham and cheese is not any more usher than ham without cheese.
Right, right.
Is it enough? But you're happy you could have enough.
Why is it a buser? The buser is only going on...
On kosher species. Gdi. We learn out from Gdi that it's only kosher species. Now, buser oif is a drabanan. Chicken and meat, even if you cook it together, is only rabbinically prohibited. Same thing. I meant chicken and cheese. Chicken and milk. Basar chai is a machlokes tanoim. Basar oif is only a drabanan. Basar behem is a derais. Behemic shera, meaning kosher species.
The person had meat and milk together, kosher meat. And he found that it was a mistake. He threw it to the incinerator in an apartment in New York. Is that like cooking it?
It's a big shiloh. It's not so simple. Not so simple. They talk about whether if you use a mixture of basar b'chalo for your candle. They talk about whether you have an interbishal. Forget about Hanoah. We talk about what you have issues, but it's really off the subject. We're not learning Hilchas Basar B'Chalav now, so to wander into Basar B'Chalav now is not what we're supposed to be doing. Yes.
I mean, isn't that the as far as you know, tossing meat and milk together?
No, it's not even discussed in Beres Mishkanah. Not there.
I mean, it's that idea.
Talking about Tumah Tahara has nothing to do with the issue of Basar B'Chalav there.
So it also works out interesting in that. If someone makes you a chicken cheeseburger, sells you a Beyond Meat, and you believe it, you have no reason not to. Not really ever on it.
You're ever an instant drop out of Meshagig, which is a machlokes machlokes whether you have to do tshuva.
And the Rabbanim is having year for the Rabbanim.
Again, I said it's a machlokes achroinim, whether that is true. And the Siva says what you just said, but others disagree.
So who disagrees?
Others.
Oh,
others. Yeah. Siva says that if you do a drabanan b'shagig, you don't have to do tshuva. Because the issa drabanan is not the item. The issa drabanan is that you didn't listen to the drabanan. So if it's a shagig, you did not listen. So therefore you don't have to do tshuva. But others disagree. It's much like
I'm just saying that Blaney, no one's brought this up. He must be very desperate.
Why? Why? Why is the lady desperate? He's trying to marry her. He's offering her a nice piece of basar b'chalov. And he gives it to her. Is she mukadeshes or not? The answer is it's us about also. She's not mukadeshes. I don't see why she's more desperate for that than for other things. Okay, weiter. Dr. Gemara weiter, basisin d'loiki hai tana. This is a statement. The Mishnah is not like the following tana. The Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Eimer. Shimon ben Yehuda says, right, in Chulin it says, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Eimer Meshum Reb Shimon. He says it in the name of Reb Shimon ben Yehoi, who's the regular Reb Shimon. The Basar B'Chalav is Aser B'Achila Mutar Mana. The Basar B'Chalav is only Aser to eat, and you're allowed to have pleasure from Basar B'Chalav. Shenemar. Because his source is, Ki Am Kadosh Atal Hashem Elokecha. The Torah writes, you're a holy nation, therefore don't cook a goat in the milk of its mother. And by trefa not nevela, but it doesn't make a difference. Trefa means something is wrong in the animal. You shecht it and you find one of 18 or more things wrong with the animal. So it says, be holy people and do not eat it. Anchi kaidish tiyan li, ubasar basad the trefa loy sechelu. it says the word kadosh, kadosh, and it says the word kiam kadosh by Basav Chalav. So Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda says we compare the two mala halon aser bachila mutar banav. By treifa it says clearly la kelev tashlichon oisai, you can have pleasure. Khan, also by Basav Chalav, aser bachila mutar banav. He does not learn that the Israelites vacheo, one of them goes rana. Doesn't learn that way. Unlike the old other Tana, the used Lois of Asha as a source for Hana, Shimon doesn't have that drasha, and he learns out that it's Mutar Hana.
What is that going to ask? What does that?
Nothing. We're not. This is not Masechta Schula. You want to learn Masechta Schula? The Gemara will go through everything. There's a whole pairing called Kalabasar. Talks about Isser Basar Chalav. That's not our pasuk here. We're zeroing in on one point. Is the woman Mekudashas or not Mekudashas? That's our point in this Gemara. And therefore, the Gemara says, our Mishnah says not. Reb Shimon would say yes. Rashi? The pasuk happens to be talking about treifa. A different pasuk talks about nevela. The pasuk of Basav Asada treifa talks about treifa. The pasuk of Lesech Lukol Nevela talks about Nevela. This is
about treif.
Yes. Now, in our vernacular, the word treif includes anything not edible. Treif and Nevela, elephant meat, horse meat, everything is called treif. Really, it's not the right word. The word treifa literally means an animal shechted properly, kosher species. It's not nevela, it's not matame, but you can't eat it because something is wrong, and the animal one of 18 things. I mean, there's more than 18, but the Mishnah says, Shmai Nesri Trefus, I use 18. Rashi, Mutabana, the Siva Kelev Tashlichun Oisai. That's what it says by Trefa, and we learn now from Trefa that it's Mutabana. Nothing about Vaita Vechulun Shinishkutu Bazara. The next thing the Mishnah mentioned is Asher B'Hanah. So we took an animal that's chulin, 100% kosher, but it's not hegdish. You took it into the Azara, and you shechted it there, it becomes Asher B'Hanah. That's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying, if you give that meat to a lady, she's not Mekudeshes. It's chulin, shechted in the Azara, it's Asher B'Hanah. That was one of the list of the Mishnah of items that are Asher B'Hanah. Who would have done it? Who would have done a lot of things? He might feel holy, in fact. He might feel very good about himself. Okay. I don't know why this affair is bothering you more than other affairs. Like, all of a sudden you have a problem of why guys do Zaveris. It's a great question, but... Affecting him, I know why it is. You don't think that he has pleasure from it. People usually do Zaveris for pleasure. What kind of pleasure does he have affecting the cow of the Azara? That's probably what's bothering you. Doesn't think about right to Manani immediately, how do I know who should listen to Azara's answer? Lost you.
In other words, he takes a cow, which doesn't belong. He uses an example of a cow, takes him to Azara.
His own personal cow. He wants to eat steak. He decides, I'm not going to shecht it in my backyard. I'm going to take it to Azara and shecht it. But it's not a korban. Never donated it to Hegdish.
If something is roy, to be a korban.
It's not a korban.
But if it was roy, would that make a difference?
No. It's chulun. That's what chulun and ishul de bazar mean. It's not a carbon. Yes. Yes, doctor.
Oh. Someone might think that it's like eating regular food, taras kodesh, that they're trying to.
Yeah, that it obviously comes. It comes from a misconception in how to serve the rabbi shalom. But that's, you know, again, I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't know why. Zakti Gemara Vayta Menani Mili, how do I know? I'm Rabbi Yechim Mishim Rameyer. I'm Retaira. The Taira said, Shchait Shali B'Shali B'Shalach B'Shalach. The Torah said, shecht my possessions, kachim, in my courtyard, shecht your possessions in your place. That's psukim. Right? B'shachat, the carbon, it says, right, shecht it lefnei Hashem. And by chulin, it says, b'sharecha. So the Torah said, mine is shechted in my courtyard, and shecht yours in your courtyard. That's what the Torah told us. So, mashali b'shalach aser, we have a pasuk that says clearly, if you shech kachim outside the azara, it's aser b'ano, it's called chutei chutz. Av shalach b'shali aser. So, just like the Torah told us two things, shech kabbalas inside, shech kulin outside. So, we say, we know what happens if you shech kachim outside. Comes aser b'ano. So, we compared the two. If the Rabbeinu Shlom's animals, so to speak, can't, if it checked it outside of his domain, so to speak, it's aser b'ano. So if you take your animal and checked it out of your domain and his domain, it's also aser b'ano. It's a logical comparison.
This is a hekesh?
No, it's a mamatzino. It's a man-made mamatzino. Hekesh is a Rabbeinu Shlom-made comparison. Mamatzinu means you use your own brains and say it makes sense to compare A and B. You look very troubled. Exactly. If you make your own logical comparison, I can try to show you why your logical comparison is illogical. But if the Rebbeinu Shlom made the comparison, then I can't. I'm not to comment on that. This is a man-made mamatzino, which is one of the ways the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us a right to darshan his Torah. We have to have a right from the Rebbeinu Shlom to do this. Can't just come along and logically compare things. The Rebbeinu Shlom told us, use your head and compare things logically.
Well, why couldn't you just stop and say where it says, shechted my stuff is in the Azara and your stuff is Sharecha. Stop.
So how says it's aser b'ano? Who says it's aser b'ano if you don't listen? Maybe it's too much b'ano. You would know you're not allowed to shecht it in the azara. Thank you. Even that's not so simple, but let's say yes. But for sure you wouldn't know it's aser b'ano. Not everything's aser b'ano. Zok the Gemara, Ma Shali B'Shalach Anishkaras, Av Shalach B'Shali Anishkaras. The Gemara says, are you going to take this comparison and say, well, Shute Chutz is a punishment of Karas. Therefore, Chulun Vazara should be punished by Karas? Zok the Gemara, no. Amikra, a Pesach Ayom Bayad Le'Avir L'Hakim Karban L'Hashem. By Shute Chutz, it says, you didn't bring it to the door of Ayom Bayit to bring it as a carbon. To tell me, v'nichras, one gets karas, a carbon on his karas, a chulun shalush to bazara ain't on his karas. There the Torah stressed that it's only karas because you didn't bring the carbon to the azara. To tell me, that gets karas, but the comparative case does not get karas. Rashi.
But no, we said it's the same.
Right.
Why? Is this called you said Memasino?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm comparing it completely.
Again, but if you can't compare something that the Torah said not to compare, Memasino means. If you give me 1 second, I'll try to answer.
That's not my style.
I know that.
Process of growth. You become better than you were.
Okay, you want to listen to my answer? Mamatzinu allows me to fill in blanks that I don't know the halacha. It's not clear. So the Torah said, use your head. By the way, this a lot of people say in the morning without knowing what they're talking about. Binyan Av is a mamatzinu. So the Torah allowed us to use mamatzinu to fill in blanks. But the Torah did not say, use your logic to go against what the Torah said. The Torah said, use your logic to fill in blanks. Now, the Isser Hana is not mentioned in the Torah, not positive, not negative. It's a blank.
By which thing?
By Chulu Bazara. It's a blank. The Torah never said whether it's Asar Bano.
But by Shkuta Kuta does.
Exactly.
Okay.
So now the Torah, we use our comparison. That the Torah used Shkuta Kuta to be Asar Bano, and Chulu Bazara shares the same commonality of being shechted out of its place, so it's also Asar Bano. However, when it comes to Karas, the Torah informed me that it doesn't apply to Chulu Bazara. By writing it, by Shchutei Chutz and stressing that the reason for the Karas is because of Pesach Oyom Mayim Lehevi'ai, the Torah is excluding Chulun Bazara from Karas. So it's the Torah did not leave it blank. It's not a blank.
This is talking about what?
By Shchutei Chutz, it says the reason you get Karas, one gets Karas, is because of Pesach Oyom Mayim Lehevi'ai. The Torah decided to tell me why Shchutei Chutz gets Karas. It was unnecessary. The Torah just said Shchutei Chutz gets Karas. Why did the Torah describe to me the reason? To tell me only Shchutei Chutz gets Karas, not something you would like to compare, which is Chulun Bazara.
Shchutei Chutz, it's just said that Hana, you can't have it without a reason.
Correct.
Oh, so then I could go and take that to...
To a blank. It's not, see... Mamatzinu allows me to fill in empty blanks. It does not allow me to change what the Torah said.
I'm not changing, I'm just adding it. Adding to Chulun Bazara, that's all.
If the Torah wrote a miyut, that Karas does not apply to Chulun Bazara...
Did it really say that?
By writing the extra words, that's called a miyut.
The extra words?
El Pesach Ayom Mayim Lehevi'ai.
That's by
Shchutei Chutz.
Yeah.
The Torah wrote extra words to tell me not only here, not anywhere else. Those extra words are an exclusion.
What are the extra words? That's
the Torah is talking about Shchutei Chutz. The Torah says he's Chayav Karas. And the Torah gives a reason. Why did the Torah give a reason? We know we're talking about Shchutei Chutz.
Who said the reason?
Well, you tell me, what is that?
Explain that he brought it outside. He shacked it where he wasn't supposed to shack it.
We know that. We're talking about Shchutei Chutz. Just say Shchutei Chutz is Chayav Karas. Why did the Torah give me a whole line? The reason he gets Karas is because he didn't bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. But we know that's what he did. I mean, the Torah is excluding something. So it's not blank. So Bamatzinu can't fill it in. Frank, the Gemara is a kasha that I thought Rabbi Kohn was going to ask. Once the Torah told me it's not comparable for Karas, how do I have a right to compare it to anything else? I have a logical slug-up. You're trying to compare the Yisra Ana. It's not comparable. One is much stricter than the other. Proof? Karas. You just told me that the Pasuk said there's no Karas by Shchutei Chutz by Chulun Bazara. That means you just told me that they're not on the same level. So if they're not on the same level, how can I make a logical comparison? They're not comparable. Once the Torah excluded it from Karas, that means the Torah informed me the two are not the same. So they're not the same. There goes any logical comparison I want to make. Which is what I thought Rabbi Kohn was going to ask.
Honestly, are Malkus in our day and age now? Malkus is Rabbanan?
No. We get Malkus Martis. I don't know if everybody gives.
Maybe I should get
that. Chas v'shalom.
What?
Chas
v'shalom. No, for not asking.
Tikulim Ivrach. Can I just finish the next line? You compared Hashem's in your domain to yours in Hashem's domain. It's not comparable. One is Karas and one is not. So just pull the rug out of the whole comparison. Yes, Rabbi Jim.
I think you just answered it. Now that the Mamatzinu we have at the beginning, it's no longer.
Right, Mamatzinu is based on a logical comparison. The minute I logically show you it's not a comparison, there goes your comparison.
Okay, and my second question, what exactly is
Chorus?
Is it Malchus?
Well, again, Chorus is... Again, there's a Mandiyamar in Masechtas Malchus that says, every Chorus besides for two comes along with Malchus, if he was warned. If he wasn't warned, there's no Malchus. There's Chorus anyway. Chorus is between the Rabban Islam and man. Malchus is between Bezin and man. Bezin can't punish unless he was warned. The Rabban Islam can punish whenever he feels like it. Doesn't need his anybody else's askama. The Gemara says, according to one Mandi Amar, if the person got Malchus, it absolves him from Chorus.
Is that referring to Mishmayim?
Yes.
Never speaking about Beis Din.
No. But it happens to be that, except for two cases, every time it says V'nichus ha'nefesh ahi, there's a lav. And if he was warned about it, he would get Malchus. And if he gets Malchus, according to Wama Liyamar, he's no longer Chayiv Karis. So it could be that the V'nichus doesn't happen because he gets a different punishment. But that's only if he was warned for Malchus.
What are the two averes? What are the two that...
Pesach and Mila. There's no lav, it's mitzvah saseh. Those are the two exceptions.
This Ikla Mitzvah is a no question, not a build up, right? There's supposed to be a build up to.
No! He started with a comparison. The Gemara took it to the next level. The Gemara said the Pasuk says not that way. And the Gemara comes right back and says that once the Pasuk says it's not comparable, there goes your comparison. Dr. Rashi. Shchait shali b'shali, shchait zvachai, my karbonis, v'chatzeri in my courtyard, v'chasiv v'shachar is ben ha-bokar, and the Pasuk says, l'fnei Hashem. Shalach b'shalach, and the chasiv is avachtim b'karka mitzaycha, v'sefer the cross says, b'sharecha in your cities. Ma shali b'shalach asr b'ano, the mi yatir ha-no, sh'nes b'mechayim. Rashi explains, how do I know shchut t'chutz is asr b'ano? Because every animal carbon is asr b'ano until it's removed. And if it checked it outside the Azara, it's never removed. Achlo shein domei nizrak, there was no zrikas adam. Shachtoi, that's right. Now, this is a problem, I'm going to say now, is a problem many times in Shas that I don't have a solution for. This was a Tana that said this shot. Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rameyer. We've now slugged it up. What did Rameyer mean? Sometimes we have Amira say something and another Amira slugs it up. So it's also difficult to understand what was the Havamina. But here it's Amira quoting a Tana. And the Gemara says it doesn't work. And then the Gemara moves on. But it was Rameyer that said it. So I don't know the answer. This is not the only place in Shas this happens. This happens many times. And I don't know the answer any of the times, including now. Yes.
Let me ask you why I didn't ask this question.
Yes.
So, to be honest, Sachem Warlo Porah. But as
Rabbi Yarmouth
says,
Rabbi Schutz is laughing.
He's what?
Rabbi Schutz is laughing. You gave him Hanoh. This is, I guess, Mutter Banoh.
Worth the show.
Yeah. Sadkhama with Rabbi Sadi is something different, but it's not that again. We're not learning Malchus now. Or Ksubas, where the Gemara says Sadkhama with Baruch. But it was nice. Nice try. Sadkhama with Baruch is only used by what, Sara Shava. Not used by Binyanav. Okay. Dr. Gemara Baiter. Elam Rabbi, Mihacha. B'shachtai, B'shachat Oisai, B'shachat Oisai. The Torah wrote by Shlomim three times, Shecht it. The word it bothers us. Shecht. We're talking about Shlomim, so say Shecht. Why does the Torah write three times, Shecht it? three its. We're talking about shlamim, and the pasuk says if it's this animal shecht, if it's this animal shecht, this animal shecht, which is fine. The pasuk is telling me the different kinds of animals I can bring for shlamim, and each of the three times the Torah writes shecht it. What is the it coming to exclude? The shachtai, shachatai sai, the shachatai sai, plus the kra yaseri. The three extra words here, tsukim. It. So tell me, my Talmud Leimer, why do I need the three extra words? To tell me, Fishinemar, ki yirchak mecha mokum b'savachta, it says in the pasuk that if you live far from Yerushalayim, you can shecht. Let me explain. There's a machlokes tanoim, if during the time they were in the midbar, could you shecht chulin? The person had an animal, could he shecht it without bringing it as a carbon? It's a machlokes tanoim. We're not going to get involved in that machlokes tanoim now, but there is such a machlokes tanoim. But that was because they were all around the Mishkan. They were within 2,000 amma walk of the Mishkan. So if you wanted to eat meat, bring it as a shlamim. That's what Mandman Yammer says. And what Mandman Yammer says, no, you can shecht it as chulin. But the Torah says, when you move to Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to be living next to Yerushalayim necessarily. Therefore, you're allowed a shecht chulin. That's how the Torah works. You're distant from Yerushalayim. So therefore, you can shecht in your city. That's what it says. Right? Meaning, the Torah is telling me that even if you hold that you can't shecht chulin in the Mishkan, in the time of the Midbar, but once you get to Eretz Yisrael, it's not practical. You're too far away from Yerushalayim to start talking about bringing a shlamim. So therefore, the Torah permits shechting back home. That's how the Torah words it. T'yirchak mamcha amakam, v'savachta. The inference is, b'richuk mamcham atu zeveyach, v'yata zeveyach mamcham karev. The Torah is telling me, only shecht when you're distant, not when you're close, meaning in the Azara. This is an inference that chulun shenishkul to Bazara cannot be shechted. How do I know you can't shecht chulun Bazara? It's inferred from this pasuk. The pasuk says, when you're far, far doesn't have to mean far. Far can mean outside the Azara. You can shecht chulun. If you're in the Azara, you can't shecht chulun. It's an inference. Right. Now, that doesn't tell me Yisra no. That just tells me the Yisra of shechting chulun Bazara. The Gemara has to develop the Yisra no. At this point, we're starting from ground zero. How do I know you can't shecht chulun Bazara? Where does the Torah say you can't shecht chulun Bazara? Before we said, we're learning out logically. You can't shecht kabbalas out, so you can't shecht kabbalas chulun in. We rejected that. So now we need a pasuk to tell me you can't shecht chulun Bazara. Where did the Torah ever say do not shecht chulun Bazara? There's no such pasuk. Zoktabayim. The pasuk is based on the fact that the Torah said shecht far away from Yerushalayim. Shecht far away. That means don't shecht close. Close means in the Azara, far means out of the Azara. So therefore, that inference teaches me the Isser of shecht in chulun Bazara. We call that an Isser Asay. The Torah never said do not. The Torah said do, and from the do, we infer a don't. That's called an Isser Asay. The Torah tells me what to do, and the inference is what not to do. That's called the Torah banned it with an assay. By telling me do A, that tells me not B, which means B is now usser because of the assay of A. I hope I explained myself well enough. A similar case. The Torah said by a mitzri, third generation can marry a Jewish girl. The inference is the first and second generation cannot. Torah never said a first and generation cannot. Never said those words. It said a third can. The inference is that one and two can't. That's called an Isser Asay. The Torah told us an Isser by telling us what to do. It infers what not to do. A lav is when the Torah said do not. The Torah never said do not shecht chulun Bazara. The Torah said shecht chulun home. Inference, don't shecht chulun in the Azara.
Korban Pesach is
a Katsu.
You have to do it in the Zohar, right?
Absolutely.
So what do people do outside of Eretz Yisrael on Pesach?
Pashtus.
They don't make it to Eretz Yisrael.
They don't bring a Korban Pesach. What do you do on Pesach? I mean, what did you do last Pesach? Next Pesach, you bring a Korban Pesach. What did you do last Pesach?
And is there a difference between
Zvachim
and
Korbanos? No. Yes and no. Zvachim might mean Shlomim, that's all. But it's Korbanos. By the way, there's a Taisus in Sakhim that says if you live in Chutz Lodz, you're not Chayiv in Korban Pesach. Even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Paldik a Taisus. Because the Gemara talks about Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, famous story that when I was a kid it was written up in the Jewish press, if anybody knows what the Jewish press is. At that point it was the only Jewish newspaper, and we used to get the Jewish press, and it was there. That's where I learned the story, but it's a Gemara Pesachim about a guy that used to go to Yerushalayim every Pesach and say that he was Jewish and get a piece of Korban Pesach. And he came back home to Netzivim, where Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira lived in Chutz Laaretz. And he used to brag to Rabbi Ben Seira that he, a guy, eats Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Ben Seira told him, did they give you the tail? So he said, no. He said, they're cheating you. They're treating you like a second-class citizen. So he went next time, and he asked for the tail. He said, who told you to ask for the tail? Said Rabbi Ben Seira. So they chopped him with the guy, and they eradicated him. That's what the Gemara says. They killed him. They neutralized him, right? They neutralized him. That would be a better word. Yeah, they neutralized him. And they sent a message from Yudhim Beseira, you live in Netzivan, and your wisdom comes all the way to Yerushalayim. In fact, Tais says, why wasn't Rabbi Yudhim Beseira in Yerushalayim? It was Pesach. So Tais says, famous Tais says, not so simple, why? That in Chutz Laaretz, you're not Mechuyev in Korban Pesach, you don't have to go there to Sorry, Korban Pesach. Yes?
Isn't that story told also by Rabbi Eliezer in Lutz?
No, not that I know of. Again, I'll never say no for sure, but in my knowledge, I never thought the Gemara says about
Rabbi Eliezer couldn't come was because he was in Cherem.
The story is not said about him, except for that. It's fine. It's just not true. I don't. The Gemara never said, again. I'm smart enough to not say never. In my knowledge, the Gemara never says about anybody else about Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. In the Jewish press, when I was a kid, it said about Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. When I got older and I learned Masechta to suck him, it's there also, by the way.
Well,
it's Gemara. It's yeah. Right. You're mixing it up with a Gemara that said Rabbi Eliezer had Meisar HaSheni, and he couldn't go to Yerushalayim, and he lived between Lud and Yerushalayim, and he couldn't take it to Yerushalayim, so he gave it to the Aniyim. That's what the Gemara says over there. To take Yerushalayim, he could redeem it, not redeem it. It's Gemara in Be'ed Achei. That's you might be mixing it up with. I don't know of any story of Rabbi Yehuda ben Eliezer with the Korban Pesach. Again, it was never in the Jewish press, so that's my source.
I want to talk about the presence outside of the wall of Yerushalayim.
Is that about Korban Pesach? That's about Korban Pesach. That's, no. That's to say that he has to bring a Korban Pesach Sheni. He's obligated. He didn't make it. According to Tyson's Ashita, which everybody questions what the source is, where did Tyson get this? Everybody questions where Tyson got it from. I mean, Tyson tells you where he got it from, but that doesn't make it any easier. But it's a very shrewd Tyson. But Tyson is Tyson. And he answers why Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira wasn't in Yerushalayim. Because the question is it's an unbelievable question. He's Chayiv in Korban Pesach. Why is he home sending the guy?
Is a regular just on the people living there as well?
That's for sure. That's a Gemara. So Tyson says Pesach is like Aliyah Lurego, which is a big Kiddush. It has nothing to do one with the other. One is a Mitzvah Aliyah Lurego, one is a Mitzvah Korban Pesach. Well, what happens in that place, that doesn't mean it. Taisus learns out Pesach from Aliyah Lurego, which everybody doesn't understand why, and they question, they talk about. A lot of Torah has been written on that Taisus. The Taisus and Dawud and Beis. Gimel and Beis? Himself, either Gimel and Beis or Dawud and Beis. I think it's Gimel and Beis. Gimel and Beis, himself. Right.
This pasuk is a vachta. Is that a mitzvah I'm saying?
No, it's an allowance. But if the Torah is saying this is where you do it,
and we're inferring from that Kula Banzara.
Correct.
And Bisha Recha before it was not enough to do something like that.
It's the same pasuk. It's the same pasuk. Ki yichak mukha amakim v'zavachtim v'kvarkam v'tzaycha. And that pasuk says, v'sharecha. But it's not on the side. It might not be the same pasuk. It's in the same few pasukim. Right. The same pasuk. That's why it's compared. So Zok Rashi, let's just catch up with Rashi. Zok Rashi, v'shachtai v'shacharaisa v'shacharaisa matamad leimer. Sholos parashas smuchas uluzu b'shlamim. Three parashas next to each other. B'shai nekziv v'shachtai pesach ha'amayad. B'shtayim, and the next two v'siv, shacharaisa. Matamad leimer elu shleishim miyutim. The word it is a miyut. The matam mikulu zen nishchat bazar v'loyachar. Fish dynamic yirchim was the vachta. Ba kassav lahatav lem basar taiva. Basar taiva is a nice way of saying chulin. Meat that you're eating because you desire meat, not because it's a carbon. It's called basar taiva. Mishiyavayu l'aretz. Vem yisrachu min ha-mishkan. Fish in the midbar, lai hutra lecho shum behem arui l'akrava. Hayidei akrava. In the midbar, this is going like that tana. They weren't allowed to eat chulin. Only if they brought it as a shlomim. B'richuk makam, chutz l'migdash. At zaveyach, chulin shalach. V'yat zaveyach, ba'azara shumakam ha'karav loy. Cannot check that in the azara, which is close to Hashem, close to whatever it is, Rashras Hashkina. Prat l'chulin shalishim to ba'azara. Fine. We will stop here. Register some Sunday 30.